This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm having my annual conversation with Aubrey Hackman. Aubrey is the founder, the vision behind the Telluride Yoga Festival, entering its fifth year. The event takes place Thursday, July 12th through Sunday, July 15th, and we are now discussing a sort of overview of the event. Aubrey, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Susan.
So, looking back over the past 4 years, is the Telluride Yoga Fest what you envisioned when you dreamed up the idea?
It's so much bigger. It's so much more incredible than I had really ever imagined that it could ever even be, to be totally honest. I had thought it was going to be kind of a smaller event, more, local to Telluride. And from its conception, we've pulled in, huge name yoga teachers from all over the planet, really, and we are now known, on a national scale of yoga events. So it's actually so much bigger than I could have ever imagined it being.
I have to add for our listeners, when Aubrey dreamed this up, she was 24 years old. It was pretty astounding. So, in what key ways do you think your event, your yoga festival, differs from all the other yoga festivals in the country today?
It's so much different, and I've been to almost all of the yoga events across the country just to kind of compare and learn and, expand my vision. But it's definitely a lot more intimate, and it's very unique in comparison to other events. And those words, intimate and unique, are really specific to not only the teachers that are invited, but to the venues that the event is held in. It's very common in other events to be, in a tent or outside or in a big conference room. And our venues are really specific. We practice in art galleries and yoga studios. We practice in, historical buildings and have really, really beautiful spaces for the practice itself. Additionally, it's all about yoga. It's not a lot of, additional information or, there's not like too much other branching off from just really coming to Telluride for the weekend to study yoga deeply and study different forms of yoga, but really with that yoga focus at the very epicenter of the event, I think really does set us apart from many other actual, yoga-styled events across the country.
I have to agree, having attended every single year, it's very, very special. I think what else is special, or another component of what makes it special, is your selection of teachers. It's across lineages. It includes philosophers, yoga philosophers. Talk about the way you put together your list of presenters.
Well, almost always I practice myself with the people that are coming. If someone is invited to teach at the Telluride Yoga Festival, they're either a referral from someone who's already taught at the yoga festival, someone whom I already respect, and someone who already understands my vision. They already understand what it is that I'm looking for. And then usually, if it's possible, I'll actually go and take classes with them myself. That's usually what I'm doing in the fall as I'm traveling around trying to find, fresh blood for the event. And what I look for in a teacher is that they need to be really potent, they need to be authentic, and they need to be down to earth. And if they have those three qualities, if they're really potent in their teaching, if they're authentic, they're down to earth, then they're invited no matter, how large or small their celebrity is in the yoga community. I'm really looking for those really down to earth people that are trying to make yoga available to other people and trying to teach what their teachers taught them. I don't usually invite a lot of people who are trying to, put a lot of their own spin on anything. These are teachers that are truly usually teaching what their teachers taught them. And I, in my personal experience, I find that to be the most potent and powerful way to even study yoga, because we can all infer whatever we want from what we teach. In mm-hmm. fact, I think Krishnamacharya says, if you truly learn something well, how you express it is different than you were taught it. And I think that absolutely there's room for inference, but you can tell when someone is teaching if they really learned the information. So that's really what I look for.
Wonderful. Beautifully articulated. Thank you for that. Among your special guests this year are two teachers from Mysore in India. Will you please talk about those gentlemen?
They're actually a brother and a sister duo,
oh.
which Jayashri is female.
Okay.
But that's okay. Yeah. So they come from a family that has taught Sanskrit and yogic philosophy for over 400 years. Their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, their aunts, their uncles. They're very well known in the Mysore scholar community of yoga. In fact, one of my very favorite teachers, Victoria Laws, introduced me to a man by the name of James Bogue, who came last year. Very lovely
yep.
Yoga teacher. I think you interviewed him, Susan.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, he's lovely. And he's a, you know, a close student of James Bogue and, or excuse me, of Jayashri and Narasimhan Bose. And they are coming, where was I? I'm so sorry.
You were talking about students of Jayashri and Narasimhan, one of your former teachers was a student of Jayashri's.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Yes, James was a student of Jayashri's, and I studied with James when I was in Mysore. I would go and take kirtan with him, and he absolutely very enthusiastically said, you have to get Jayashri and Narasimhan. And when I was there, actually, they were out of town. They were gone at that time. So I contacted Jayashri via email, and now she and her brother are coming, and it's probably they're the most exciting people that I've ever brought to the event because they are coming all the way from India, and it's really taking the event to a new level of depth and power.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. What will they be teaching?
They'll be teaching philosophy in Sanskrit. They're both carry doctorate degrees in Sanskrit through the Mysore University. And they'll be teaching, you know, the Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Sutras, and yogic philosophy through Sanskrit, through their studies of Sanskrit.
Okay. Now, which brings me to my next question. So suppose I want to study with them, but I still want to practice asana and pranayama with your wonderful teachers. Does the scheduling allow for that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Jayashri and Narasimhan's classes are scheduled for the afternoon so that they, so that you can, you know, get a rigorous practice or, you know, an easy practice, whatever you prefer, in the morning and then close out the day, studying with them. And, you know, basically studying with Jayashri and Narasimhan will take you so much deeper into your asana and your pranayama practice. It will allow it to make more sense. You'll understand more why it is you do this practice just by learning from them. They're incredibly powerful and incredibly insightful teachers.
Okay, great. Now, I understand that the Telluride Yoga Festival has moved this year, that you will be in venues in town rather than in Mountain Village. Is that so?
Correct. Over the last 2 years, we've been divided between the two areas, Mountain Village and the town of Telluride. And this year, actually, we are going to be only in the town of Telluride.
Okay. Thank you. And what are some of the venues, Aubrey?
We're going to be in Elks Park, as always, having our little yoga extravaganza, as we call mm-hmm. it there. The vendor area this year is going to be at the base of the gondola, and the Camel's Garden will be the site of registration. So this is really exciting because it's right at the epicenter of town. The Camel's Garden has been so generous to sponsor our event and allow us to use that space, as has also the town of Telluride. So it's going to be a very busy, kind of bustling area of town.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And what impact do you think this change of address will have on the Telluride Yoga Festival? I mean, I'm assuming you didn't make this decision lightly. So what was your thinking behind it?
I was listening to my attendees, to be totally honest. And, you know, going from the Mountain Village to town, back and forth, it's a beautiful experience. People, you know, wanted to be able to be more centrally located and be able to take a little bit more time between their classes to peruse town, and this really facilitated that. And so I wanted to try something new. I wanted to try something different, and I definitely wanted my sponsors and my attendees to feel like they were being heard in their feedback of the event.
Okay, thank you. And now let's talk logistics. What are the different ways I can attend the Telluride Yoga Festival?
Well, the full festival pass is definitely the most cost-effective. It kind of will give you your most bang for the buck, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that full pass is Friday through Sunday, and it gets you into the kirtan. It gets you priority entrance into all of the free classes. And it also gets you entrance into the closing ceremonies and all of the other special events that we'll have going on throughout the weekend. The Thursday all-day intensive is really special as well, and you can do that individually or you can add on to your pass.
Mm-hmm.
That is separate. And that is an all-day-long event where you can practice with just one teacher. So you get to go really deep, especially someone, you know, Annie Pace, Duncan Wong, or Beryl really pique your interest. They're all offering Thursday intensives. You can really study with those teachers at a more deeper level than you can in just a two-hour workshop. Additionally, single-day classes are available, or passes are available, so you can get Friday, you can get Saturday, you can get Friday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday, and then single classes will be available the week of the event. We're not going to be selling those until the week of the event.
And how do I find out about those? Do I go to your website?
Absolutely, TellurideYogaFestival.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much, and I look forward to interview some of the teachers who will be coming, so people can listen for those interviews and get a little more in-depth with those featured teachers, but they're all wonderful. This is Susan Zeebach. I've been talking with Aubrey Hackman. She is the founder, vision behind the Telluride Yoga Festival, entering its fifth year, once again, July 12th through July 15th. Aubrey, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
Okay.